The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock, and this is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And about to join us is attorney Mitch Davis, who has graciously accepted our invitation today because we're going to be talking about some things that involve estate planning and how it integrates with your overall financial plan. Who's it for? What does it do? And that sort of thing. And there's a lot to it, let's say that for now. But first, let me welcome everybody. If you're a regular listener, thanks so much for coming back. Without you, there is no show. And if you're new and you've either stumbled on us or someone has told you, please try to stick around for the whole hour. We'll almost guarantee that you'll learn something today from all the topics we discuss. But also remember that not all financial radio shows are created equal. Some are more equal than others, as George Orwell might have said. Many of them are pre-recorded. You get to listen to exactly what the host wants you to hear, nothing more. We are different. Our lines are open, 222-TALK. They're open, as always, from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. And if you want to control any of the editorial comment of the show, all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial in with a question and ask. We will have a trivia question today that affects everybody a little bit. Positively, I might add. And it's brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm. That's 636-7888. Well, it was a wonderful week, and I am not referring to watching Hillary Clinton get grilled for 11 hours. I was actually talking about the market, and as always, I think Adam would love to tell you about it. It's a lot more fun this week than it was a month ago.
Yes, it is. So apparently someone forgot to tell the market that it's October.
Yes, apparently.
Four straight weeks of gains, and this one over 2% for the week. It's almost like August never happened. We're right back to trading in the range that we did throughout the first 7 months of 2015, which I'm very happy to see.
Why does that feel like a win?
It does. It really
does. When all we did was wind up straight sideways.
At this point, we could cross over 18,000 again, but it wouldn't surprise me if we drop back down to 16 again.
And agree with both of those directions.
For the week, the Dow was up 2.5%, the NASDAQ 3%, and the S&P 2.1%. For the month, all three are up over 8%, if you can believe that. What a month. The NASDAQ is the leader, though, at almost 9%, 8.9%. For the year, the Dow is the only negative one at just about 1%, and the NASDAQ is actually up 6.2%, while the S&P is up 0.8. So
it
just
could
positive.
Prove me right.
Yeah, it's possible, but there's still one more week left.
That's
in October.
Right. Well, and two more months left in 2015. Can you believe I just said that?
I know. We were just talking about that last night. It's almost Christmas. I mean,
kidding.
Crazy.
What, 2 weeks or 2 months from today is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, right.
Where to go?
So what's driving the market? Well, there's good news and there's some other news. The good news is that the company formerly known as Google, now called Alphabet for some inexplicable reason.
Boy, that's catchy, isn't it?
Yeah. Along with Amazon and Microsoft, all came out with really positive earnings reports this week. Considering that these are three of the top 10 largest companies in the S&P, and they were all trading up over 8% at some point yesterday. So it really wasn't surprising that we saw a 300-point day considering that. The other news was that ECB President Mario Draghi stated that he is committed to further monetary easing, which stock markets love. Our current bull run in the U.S. markets can be in part attributed to the easy monetary policy we have seen over the last 7 years. Now, stocks love that news, but easy monetary policy is usually put in place because of a struggling economy, so it's a double-edged sword. I would much rather see markets rise on positive financial results than on easy monetary policy.
All news is good news this month,
yeah,
so far.
Yeah, no kidding. In other earnings news, 460 companies have now reported Q3 results. The earnings beat rate went up to 60% this week, which is about the same as last quarter.
Up to ho-hum.
Yeah. The revenue beat rate, where we have struggled throughout this recovery, stands at a very disappointing 42.8%.
No change there, is it?
We'd really like to see that more sales growth to feel better about the economy as a whole.
Well, the economy's booming.
You know, in some ways, that's
true. In some
ways,
it is, right? Yeah. If you own a restaurant, the economy is booming.
Yeah, or car sales booming. I mean, there's positive signs out there.
What's not happening that I can see, though, is that all the money that we're saving on gasoline is not translating into tremendous big jumps in retail sales. Now, the Christmas sales season is here, and we're going to, I promise you, Adam's smiling because he already knows what I'm going to say. Every year in the media, they talk it down in advance. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going to be so bad, and we're not going to get any growth. Oh, it's so awful. And this will go all the way through the holidays and into the new year. And then people start cashing in those gift cards they got for Christmas and that sort of thing, and they'll add it all up and say, oh, well, that was a pretty good year. Happens every time.
Every time. It's like clockwork.
They don't have to rewrite their stories from last year. Just change the date.
I wish there were a way to trade on that news because you know what's happening.
You could bet somebody. That's the only way I know.
True. By sector, telecom has the highest beat rate on earnings, followed closely by healthcare and technology. Financials and utilities have the worst beat rates at this time. In economic news, we saw mostly positive signs this week, which kind of reversed the trend we've been seeing for a month or so. A lot of the data was housing, and most of it was positive. Home builder sentiment, housing starts, and existing home sales all beat their estimates, while building permits and home price index both fell a little short. Initial jobless claims and continuing claims beat expectations, which is great news for a job market that seemed to be losing some traction over the last month. Next week is a much busier week, with 27 economic reports being issued, and the biggest one being GDP, which is expected to come in at 1.7%.
Don't believe whatever they tell you.
Well, and it's a dramatic decrease from the 3.9% they say we saw last quarter, but that's not that unusual due to seasonality. A lot of economic activity in the first quarter gets pushed into the second because of weather, especially this year. We had terrible weather in the first 3 months, so it's not surprising it's down so much. But then again, like Dad said, you can't believe what they tell you anyway.
All right. Well, let's see. Trivia question. I told you gasoline prices are down, so you got a direction already. Year over year, it's been over 450 days every day where gasoline was cheaper than it was 1 year ago that day. So today, 1 year ago, it is what percentage lower today than it was a year ago? And it's a pretty decent number, and it's something that we can all put in our pocket. Hopefully you'll go out and spend a little of it. Hopefully you'll save a little of it and maybe put some away. But you can give us a call at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255, area code 904, whether you want to take a shot at the trivia question or if you want to talk to us or Mitch about anything to do with estate planning. We're going to be packed for things to do today, so I would suggest you do not go away because we will be back very shortly.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Feels like time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and you're two payments behind on your mortgage. It seems like every time you turn on the radio, some cheerful couple's telling you how they got out of debt for pennies on the dollar. No more stress and everything is just wonderful. Come on. The truth is that what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need help and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, all while saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-580-9999. 866-580-9999. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. 866-580-9999.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy. It works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Mitch Davis.
I told you he'd be around, and here he is. Mitch has joined us today. He is an attorney with a specialty, I assume I'm getting this right, in estate planning and that sort of thing.
Sure.
And it fits right into all the things that we've been talking about and all the things we do. As fee-only certified financial planners, we deal with people from the beginning to the end, through every aspect of their financial life, which also, of course, if you're dealing with your own finances, gets into things like family relationships, that sort of thing. If you have an advisor that can only talk about investments, which, of course, we love to talk about, but if you can only talk about investments, you probably need a new advisor. I'd look for the term certified financial planner, and I would look for fee only. And I would like to tell you exactly how you can find us if you would like to come in for a free consultation. Take it away, Tolson.
Well, before I get to that, I actually have to make an apology. I hope Joan from last week is listening, because she called in and correctly answered our trivia question, and I never got her address, and I really want to send her that $25 gift card that she won. So, Joan, if you're listening, please call the show, 222-TALK, and we'll get your address and send that out to you on Monday.
You don't even have to come on the line, but if you have a question, it'd be really nice.
Yeah, that'd be fine too. Or you can take a shot at this week's trivia.
Yeah. What percentage is gasoline down over last year at this time?
That's now for the shameless self-promotion. We are located in Jacksonville Beach, right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit of Butler Boulevard.
Right under the pattern of the Blue Angels.
Yes, which has been fantastic. I got a free show, show from my house yesterday, which was really nice. And if you ever want to call us at the office, it's 904-685-1505. If you want to find us online, we're at www.vanweefinancial.com. Van Wee is spelled V-A-N-W-I-E, or Victor Alpha November Whiskey India Echo. If you go to our website, you'll see lots of good stuff, mainly our blog, which we update at least weekly, if not twice a week. And we put a lot of the stuff that we cover on the radio, but then a lot of stuff we don't. So it's pretty interesting. Check that out. Podcasts of the radio show are available on iTunes and SoundCloud.com. Just go to SoundCloud.com and type in Van Wee Financial, and you'll find us. You can always book an appointment with us through our website or through our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Van Wee Financial. And lastly, if you want to reach us by email, it's info@vanweefinancial.com.
Very good. And Mitch, why don't you tell the people a little bit about you, how they can reach you and what you do. And I'm going to tell you, folks, not only does he know what he's doing, he's very reasonable. And I'm going to talk about bringing estate planning into the realm of the average person. You no longer have to be a multimillionaire for this to make a lot of sense to you, and especially if you live in Florida. Take it away.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I'm an attorney with the law offices of Joseph Pippin and Associates. I focus my practice on estate planning, advising people on a lot of these issues, you know, wills, trust, powers of attorney, that sort of thing. We have an office out in Ponte Vedra, as well as a few other offices by appointment around the Jacksonville area. And I can be reached at 904-310-4069, extension 303. Or by email at Mitch, just my name, at attyp.com, attypip.com.
Great. And also, you can always call the show, and we'd be happy to give it to you. Or if you email us or call the office, if you're interested. the way certified financial planners generally work with their clients is they either already have or will eventually need people such as Mitch to do some of the planning. We coordinate it all so that we make sure that all of your accounts and all of your legal documents not only are in agreement with the law and good practice, but they also agree with each other. Because you don't want to get to a point where you're no longer able to do something about it and find out you have conflicts. I got a couple of housekeeping things that I want to get away from here, get over, get through, but they're very important. Citizens of St. John's County, listen up. I am going to be very angry with you if you do not go out and vote on November 3rd for one of the most awful things that anyone could ever bring up and try to hide from the public. That being a proposal for a half-cent sales tax increase in order to do things that have already been done. They're touting this thing as very important so we can build new schools and have best quality schools in the state. We have new schools. We have the number one schools in the state. How are they doing it on their current budget? I don't know. I don't care. The one thing that they're not going to get out of me is a yes vote to raise my sales tax. One of the great things, one of the many great things about living in St. John's County is the 6% rather than 7% sales tax. People come into our county for a reason. They build homes there for a reason, partly sales tax, partly because of the schools. We want to keep it that way. The less competitive we are, the less people are going to come in. So all these wild projections, 40% of it will be paid by tourists, all those things. What you're going to do is slow down the migration and slow down the shopping in St. John's. Unintended consequences get in the way of almost everything politicians do. Vote no. They won't even tell you what it is. They send you a flyer that says, vote yes for quality schools. We have them, folks. Vote no. All they want to do is pick your pocket. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be very happy if you vote. Remember, you can vote early. You can vote by mail. There are no excuses allowable. If you don't speak up, you can't complain later. If you don't vote, you can't complain later. All right. I would apologize, except I don't feel the need. Couple of things. Fraud alert. Those of you who know me well from various and sundry years on the show or in the office know that my biggest pet peeve in this type of business and living where we do is people who prey off the elderly. And it drives me stark raving nuts. So I not only tell you about it when I find it has happened, but I tell you how you could have prevented it. A little knowledge is all that it takes. The elder abuse, I have an article here that says the previous quantity or numeric value or whatever you want to call it of elder abuse in the country is $3 billion a year. Well, somebody did a follow-up study on it recently. They came up with a slightly different number, $36 billion a year in elder abuse. I don't know which one tends to be more correct, but I'll tell you this for sure. It is at least $3 billion, and it's probably a lot more. And a lot of it can be prevented if you know what you're doing. So this guy was the head of a Delaware registered investment advisory, and he had been flopping around 10 jobs in 20 years. His name is Michael Donnelly. Over the course of this time, actually it happened in the course of 7 years, he stole about $2 million from his advisory clients. He printed out false statements and sent to them. Boy, who does that sound like? Some guy named Bernie, and I don't mean Sanders. This is just egregious. Why? Because, as I've told you over and over, if you're hearing it for the first time, listen, you should always be able to go to an independent third-party website whose name you already know, check your account value, see if what you're getting from your advisor is the same as what you see on the website. Don't let it happen to you. Right now, we're going to change the topic a little bit and say hello to Deborah. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Enjoying the show.
Thank you so much.
I think I've got an answer for the decrease, national percentage decrease for the gas prices.
And what do you think?
I heard it was about 23%.
It's actually more than that because it fell again, but that was a really good guess. I told Adam I'd take it plus or minus 1% of the actual answer, and it's just a little bit more than that. So,
okay. Sorry.
But it's good news, though, isn't it, that you missed? It's actually better than 23.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Oh, we really appreciate calling.
Thanks for listening.
So we now know more than we knew a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's really good. And I promise you another thing. As soon as this inventory buildup situation changes, that's going to change.
Well, it's heading the wrong direction right now, though. It's still building.
It's still going up, yeah. Very strange. All right, well, we're going to get ready. We've got a break coming up pretty soon. But the first thing I'd like to talk about with Mitch is the power of attorney form. There are several of them, some that work, some that don't. They're all situational. There's one called the limited power of attorney. There's one called a general power of attorney, one called a durable power of attorney, one called a springing power of attorney, and as they say, one size does not fit all. So it's going to depend very much on your situation personally, which one you need. And I want to relate this to a couple of things in real life that we have seen in the office. It makes a difference if you are married. It makes a difference if you're remarried. It makes a difference if you have children or not. It makes a difference if you have parents, if you have very good trusted friends, if you had good advisors. There's so many ways to look at this for the power of attorney. But one thing you know, when you need one, you cannot give it to anybody. It's exactly the same thing as buying an insurance policy except for Obamacare. The day you find out that you need it is the first day that you can't do it because you will no longer be able to be competent enough to give it to somebody. At that point, I'm going to ask Mitch what happens. And I'm not here to scare you. I hate shows that scare you. But this might shake you up a little bit, just because it always does to me when the government steps into my personal life or your personal life. So we'll talk about those things after the break, and we're going to find out that estate planning is not just for us old people.
No, it certainly isn't. I recently did mine, and I'm not even 40.
What's the trigger for you?
Well, for me, I think for a lot of people, it's having kids, because that's when it really becomes important. You know, you've got another generation to think about. It's just like life insurance. When you're single, who cares?
And a strange thing happens for the first 18 to 21 years of being a parent. You have minor children. Those minor children need representation if you're not around to represent. We need to cover those things, folks. So we're going to talk about it when we get back, and we'll pick Mitch's brain for free. The trivia question is still out there. We know that the year-over-year decrease in the cost of gasoline to you at the pump is over 23%. So when we're done celebrating, I saw $1.95 on a sign yesterday. I bet there are people out there getting it even better than that. So we'll talk about that and anything else you want to talk about when we come back from the break. I would remind everybody that the trivia question is brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm. Call Ken at 636-7888. And guess who's going to answer the phone? It will be Ken Bales himself. And we think he's a real nice guy, and I think you'll like dealing with him. And he's kind enough to sponsor the show. So don't go anywhere because we have to take a break. I don't control these things, and we will be right back.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WBOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The storm that had been the most powerful hurricane on record in the Western Hemisphere is now just a tropical storm. Patricia downgraded to tropical storm status after reaching high winds of just 50 miles an hour. That's after going through western Mexico's mountainous terrain. Residents on the coastal area where the storm came ashore last night are describing an enraged sea crashing into hotels, scooping beach away from their foundations as well. And a watchman at a hotel in a resort village of Baranea Navidad says waves were coming right into the building. The Union Pacific freight train that derailed in flooded North Texas after the tracks were washed away has caused a few headaches. Two crew members who were on board escaped by swimming to safety. A Union Pacific spokesman says the derailment happened overnight in an area about 4 miles north of Corsicana, where a creek was overflowing and washed out the tracks. More details at srnnews.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, October 28th at 12 noon, it's the Jacksonville Urban League 42nd Annual Equal Opportunity Luncheon at the Hyatt Regency at Jacksonville Riverfront. Wednesday, October 28th at 6 p.m., it's the free weekly group runs at the Fernandina Beach High School. And Wednesday, October 28th at 6:30 p.m., don't miss Spooktacular 2015 at the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens.
For more information or to have your event included, visit jackscommunityevents.com. News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB wants you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3 WBOB.
News Talk WBOB offers much of the most compelling talk programming available. We attract sharp-minded audiences most valued by advertisers, and the majority of our net profits support charities, missions, and organizations around the First Coast and beyond. News Talk WBOB is growing, and we're looking for an account manager committed to our cause. To learn more, go to WBOBRadio.com. That's WBOBRadio.com. News Talk WBOB is an equal opportunity employer.
WBOB traffic and weather.
Couple of crashes. Watch out for northbound 4th Avenue. That is blocked at Penman Road. Another crash at 95 northbound at Phillips Highway. Weather-wise, how do you like them blue skies? Going to be mostly sunny today. High 83, mostly cloudy tonight. And more, right? Low 67 for Sunday and Monday. Partly sunny. Highs of 82 degrees. 78. News Talk AM 600. FM 100.3. WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Mitch Davis.
And Mitch, the attorney, is here to help us get some insight into some situations that involve such things as long-term planning, long-term care, how to deal with transition of assets. The segment is brought to you by Robinson Landscape Maintenance. Things grow in Florida still, even though it's almost Halloween. They're growing like crazy at my house. Give Troy a call at 662-9794, either for year-round maintenance or projects of any sort in your yard. Trivia question still out there. Gasoline has been falling year over year for over 450 days right now, which is kind of a record in the last 10 years. We know that year over year it's down more than 23%. That trivia question is still out there. I'll take it plus or minus one from the most recent information I have, which was yesterday. And if anybody has some insight around as to something that's even cheaper than $1.95, please tell us, because I like it. Saving money. I have my Clark Howard moments once in a while. Saving money on gasoline is one of them. Right now, let's see what Carol thinks. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. I have a question for the attorney.
Wonderful. Shoot.
My mother passed away in January, and my name is on her checks, and I was paying all of her bills, and I'm ready to fill out paperwork for summary administration. And I was wondering, do I need to put down anything as to what her bills were? Because, as I said, I already paid for them through the account that we shared. So the only thing I wanted to put on summary administration was the two, like the IRA and the savings account that did not have my name on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the IRA, I imagine, didn't have a designated beneficiary?
It has my brother and myself on it.
Okay, so that one you probably wouldn't need to send through probate because it would already be taken care of by that beneficiary designation. As far as the savings account, was that, you said your names were on the checks, but were you just an authorized signatory or were you on there as a co-owner?
I don't know. It said POD.
Okay, so that's another situation where it's got a designation on there and it is authorized to pay out automatically to you, I'm assuming, as the designated beneficiary.
That stands for?
Pay on death.
Yep.
Okay.
It's sort of a beneficiary clause for a non-retirement asset.
Right. And these are both ways for assets to circumvent the probate process by having somebody on there that pays out to directly. So there may not be a need for the summary administration if those are the only two assets and they both have beneficiaries on
them. Just for those of us who are not legal-oriented types, what's a summary administration?
That's kind of the diet version of probate. If there's less than $75,000 in assets that are being transferred, you can do a summary administration where they're all transferred to beneficiaries in one go instead of opening the longer, more expensive formal administration.
Makes sense.
Okay. So when I tried to get the bank to release the funds for the savings account, they told me I was not on the savings account, so they could not release it to me.
Okay, but you were on as the pay-on-death beneficiary.
For the checking account.
Oh, so there's two accounts. Okay.
Correct.
So not on there for the... So the savings account, then you would have to.
Okay, so that's the only thing I need to do. I don't have to account for any kind of payments or bills or anything.
Let's see, if they were already paid out.
They were paid out after her death, but from the account that my name is on.
Okay, well, it's always possible that the court would ask about it.
Okay.
So if they do, then obviously you want to be forthright with the judge in that situation.
Certainly.
But that, would also be a situation, where if there are future bills, certainly anything large, might want to look at using probate for the creditor notice feature of it.
Okay, as far as I know, there are no future bills. I paid for everything.
Was there real estate in this estate?
No.
So if that's already taken care of, then probably shouldn't be an issue.
And okay. What's the size of the savings account? Is it less than
12,000?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're within the summary administration then.
Oh, definitely.
So what does that mean, bottom line? Do you do this summary administration and just name that asset?
Right. If it's just mom that's on the savings account, then you've got to do something to get it out of the deceased person's name. Summary administration is the best way to do that in this situation.
And can you do it yourself, or does that require a lawyer?
If there's more than one interested person, it usually requires an attorney. And in this case, it sounds like there's brother and sister, so you'd need an attorney to represent the personal representative.
Okay. Have you hooked up with an attorney yet, so to speak?
No, I have not.
Okay. You You want to make sure it's a specialist, Mitch? Is that?
Well, it certainly helps to have somebody that has handled these kinds of things before and
will trust
and knows the process. Sure.
Okay. All right. Did get your question answered?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Would you like to take a shot at the trivia question?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no problem. Well, we appreciate your call. You have a good day and
thank
good
you
luck.
For calling
thank
in.
You, Carol.
Those are just those little things that we all, we talk about this every week, 10,000 of us a day, and by us, I mean one out of three of us at this table. We are turning 65 years old. A lot of us are retiring. Adam's latest numbers that he's come up with are more like 12,000 a day because we're in the big bump in the baby boom cycle. That is an awful lot of people getting to the point where this kind of planning is very critical. And when you get there and someone dies, and if you haven't done anything about it, and what I liked about the last call was they had done some things. I think the payable on death is a good thing. Mm-hmm. One of the notes I made for this show was for everybody out there, we're 2 months away from the end of the year. There are questions that you should be asking yourself, but I'll pretty much guarantee you haven't thought about them all year long. Are my beneficiary designations up to date? If they're not, what if you've had a death, a divorce, more children, anything like that? You should go back and review these things. And I like the next 2 months to do this sort of thing because we're going into a part of the year where you tend to think more about your family. What about if you did retire? If you're retired and you still have money in a 401k at a place that you no longer work for, I strongly suggest you get it out of there. How do you do that? You roll it into a self-directed IRA. Before you do that, it would probably be smart to talk to a certified financial planner who is fee-only. We suggest you find two or three of them. We, of course, would love to be one, and we'll walk you through the process of how to take care of that. No one out there is ever going to get rich from poor planning, but you sure could get poor from poor planning. That's the truth. So it sounds like these folks pretty much had their act together, and that's a wonderful thing. Now, long-term planning is basically a process of risk control. The kinds of risk that we try to control are taxation, excess, protection from creditors, protection from fraud. I talked about the guy a little bit ago who was ripping off people and how it's not really necessary for you to be in that group. Protection from age-related weaknesses and intellectual losses. Protection from family members. We see it far too often in our practice that the family members for which you are trying to either do a favor or get a favor, shall we say, take a wrong turn. Protection from running out of income. That's where things like annuities come in. Protection from unethical salespeople. Protection from estate taxation. That's what people like Mitch do, and they try to help you with all those things right away. The first thing, we're going to have to knock off. When we come back, the first thing I want Mitch to talk about is powers of attorney. Various types, who needs them, what they're for. Is you're going to find that one might not even be enough. And I'm going to let him tell you what a full-blown power of attorney is in the state of Florida. Is those of us who are a little older and have dealt with these things remember the sort of one-page document with the second page for signing? It's not like that. In fact, it'd almost be a good trivia question. What's the maximum length of a regular old power of attorney for a non-gazillionaire? And it's pretty amazing. So we'll talk about that. Trivia question still out there. Gasoline year over year has been going down and down and down. How much is it down over the last 12 months? We know that it's more than 23%, so have a little fun when you fill up knowing that. And don't go anywhere because we're going to hit some of the topics right away. See you then.
If you don't have a battery-operated radio and light when the power goes out, you may be considered a little crazy. This is Bob from Sea Crane, and radio is the only service that stays up when all communications are down. We believe that having an emergency radio and light that always works is one of the most important things you can have in your emergency kit. Well, with the CC Observer, you get both. The Observer is an AM, FM, and weather band radio that will keep you updated during any local emergency. The Observer can be charged by a hand crank or can be used with common AA batteries. It has a built-in flashlight and a lighted dial. The CC Observer is the radio and light source that you should have during a power outage.
To order the new CC Observer, now with the solar panel, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com. C. Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
So you need to find a plumber to replace your water heater. The question is, where are you going to look? Phone book? That got tossed in the recycling bin as soon as it hit your doorstep. Web search? Not unless you feel like sorting through an endless list of search results, and you're certainly not going to pay a subscription fee to get access to some list. What you need is someone to refer a local pro you can trust. What you need is home.homeadvisor.com. Home.homeadvisor.com gives you free access to a network of over 85,000 background check service professionals who have the expertise to help you with all your home repair and remodeling needs. It's the fast, free, and easy way to find top-rated local pros who've been rated and reviewed by homeowners like you. That's why over 25 million homeowners have trusted Home Advisor to find the quality home improvement professionals they're looking for. It's why you can, too. Visit home.homeadvisor.com to find the service pros who can bring your home improvement dreams to reality. That's home.homeadvisor.com.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Mitch Davis.
And we're going to concentrate on Mitch's expertise for this segment, especially. There's so much to know about estate planning, and it is not just for rich people anymore. Everyone's going to have some version of the same problem. Interestingly enough, the things that used to cost so much that you really had to be wealthy, Mitch and his firm have gotten it to the point where it is an affordable thing. If you have any assets to protect whatsoever, it's a good idea to talk about it. So let's start with the powers of attorney. Who needs one, what type, why, and what has changed about them over time that made my two-page document explode?
Sure. Well, I know Adam wanted us to kind of define the terms that we're talking about here. So a power of attorney is basically just a document that creates a principal-agent relationship, which is a fancy way of saying that it lets somebody stand in your shoes. It lets the person that's appointed in the power of attorney do certain things that you could otherwise do for yourself. And it can be limited by the terms of the power appointment only to a specific subject matter or, you know, specified powers. It can be limited as far as a specific period of time. But when we're looking at powers of attorney in the estate planning context, normally we're looking at a durable power of attorney. And that means that unlike a non-durable power of attorney, a power of attorney that doesn't specify that it's durable, it continues after the time that the principal, the person that created it, becomes incapacitated.
So it's now and continuing through an illness or an incapacitation.
Exactly, because normally the power of attorney would cease to be effective if the principal can't manage their own affairs.
What if you didn't want it effective now, and you did on the first day that you needed it, and you can't do it anymore. Can you do something in advance?
Well, we used to be able to, but when the power of attorney statute changed in 2011, Florida said springing powers of attorney, like what you're describing.
Spring to life on an event.
Yep, but they're no good. If you do a power of attorney, it's got to be good when you sign it, or it's never going to be.
And a durable power most likely covers pretty much everything financial for most people, right? Because they can no longer do those things?
Right. Well, that's certainly the idea, and that's the reason for the phenomenon that you described, where powers of attorney used to just authorize somebody to, you know, conduct any and all transactions on my behalf and spoke in really general language. Now, again, under the new power of attorney statute, I say new, it's been a few years, but the current power of attorney statute, you have to be really hyper-specific compared to the old ones as far as what powers the appointed person has. And so that's why those documents are so long. They have to go through all different kinds of investments, all different types of transactions for those investments, and lay out clearly that all of these different things are within the scope of the power that the person's being appointed with.
One thing that always comes to mind with me is if you give someone a durable power of attorney and it includes being able to change beneficiaries, you're setting yourself up.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, you know, that's typically not something that we do unless it's a situation where spouses are doing their estate planning together, or otherwise it'd have to be someone that you really, really trust, because, you know, if it's not, it does set somebody up for abuse, because you can make changes to some of especially the probate avoidance beneficiary designations that people want to do.
I assume the old, very quick, very general one, that would have been a problem in there.
Certainly could have been, because that would have, assuming that it was broad enough in its general language, would have included those kinds of things. And now, of course, you have to specifically authorize them so that at least the theory is the principal knows what they're getting into when they do it.
How does this tie into the health care paperwork that we all need? And if we can no longer make our own decisions as to our health care, how does that tie in to the power of attorney?
Well, there's two ways. One, it can authorize someone to handle some of the administrative matters that come up in not just health care, but also any other, you know, dealings with the government or things like that. You can also include in a power of attorney a designated health care surrogate to express your health care wishes if for some reason you're not able to. And actually, just going into effect this month was a change to that, where you can authorize somebody to act as your health care surrogate not only when you're incapacitated, but there are sort of two other stages for it. One, you can authorize somebody to have access to health information even while you have capacity.
That makes sense with the HIPAA laws being what they are.
Sure. Or you can authorize somebody to act as a surrogate even while you have capacity. So there's been a little bit more flexibility built into the healthcare surrogate designation than there was.
I'm going to ask you why in a minute, but first, let's see what Jeff has to say. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I'm actually a new client to the Van Wee Financial Group, and
welcome one and all, I say.
Oh, thanks. I think when we had our last meeting, we kind of touched on a living trust. I think myself, my mother, probably good candidates for that. And I thought maybe Mitch could maybe do an overview for me about the benefits of a living trust.
Perfect question for the perfect day. Take it away, Mitch.
Sure. Well, to answer your question, Jeff, a living trust does a couple of different things for people. One is it's a way, as we've been talking about, of getting around the probate process, because assets that are placed into the trust are not in the name of a deceased person when that person passes away. Instead, they're titled in the name of the trust. And so that means that the trustee is able to distribute them according to the terms of the trust. So distribute them to beneficiaries outright, over time, you know, in certain proportions, however it's set up there. The living trust also, for the incapacity situation that we've been talking about with powers of attorney, is a somewhat more secure way of administering assets when somebody is incapacitated from illness or accident or something like that, because the assets that are in the trust are under the control of the trustee, whoever that may be, during the lifetime or the capacity of the person that creates it. It's the creator that's acting as trustee. And they normally choose successor trustees, people that they trust, oftentimes family members, to be the successor trustees that can take over if they pass away or oftentimes are just incapacitated, can't manage their financial affairs anymore, can't manage the assets in the trust. So the successor trustee is there to make sure that the trust assets are being cared for and also that they're accessible for the benefit of the person that created the trust. So if there are medical expenses, nursing expenses, anything that might come up, the successor trustee is there to safeguard the assets and also to efficiently make them available for the creator's benefit.
Okay, so let's in my situation with my mother, we have myself and my sister. Would in a normal circumstance, would we be considered a co-trustees of this living trust?
Well, it all depends on the language of the trust because it can name multiple successor trustees and it can name them in sequence where there's one and then one kind of standing in line behind them, or it can say together as co-trustees, can say if it does name co-trustees that they can act jointly or independently. So it all depends on the specific language in the trust that we're talking about.
In your situation, you would most likely be co-beneficiaries.
Yeah, we know this case. It's a case of a lady with her two kids, and they're both good kids. Mm-hmm. They're very trustworthy. But that's not true in all families, as you know.
That is true.
Probably not. I guess one question, I would be kind of on my sister's behalf. She has two young daughters, you know, that are, they're not in high school yet, but I'm sure they're going to want to go to college here down the road. That was one question was, I'd like her to be a co-trustee because I've lost my vision, but would that affect her or the kids to get any sort of low interest loan or something like that for college if she was mentioned as a co-trustee in the living trust?
It just being a trustee shouldn't affect that. If there's some kind of a means testing for the benefit, you might run into that if you're a beneficiary, but shouldn't be just acting as trustee.
But she will be a beneficiary on the trust, I think, too.
If she were that, it'd depend on the, you know, what the loan says.
Well, I know, Jeff, you're headed out for a couple weeks, but then I think we all get together and talk about it. But before you go, would you like to take a shot at the trivia question?
How about 26%?
Oh, man, that hurts. The answer was 28. I said I'd take plus or minus one. Nice try.
Okay, guys.
You guys be careful out on the road, okay? All right, folks, that's it. I'm really glad we got a couple of calls that were pertinent to the information we had today. We'll do it again. Thanks again, Mitch. And anybody wants to get a hold of him or us, just look up the website or call the show, call the office, whatever. And remember, no one ever got rich by failing the plan. See you next week.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call because we're going to let a